So we're at the Montreux Jazz Festival with Kill It Kid. Can you just introduce yourself so we know which member of the band we have?
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Chris.
Welcome to Montreux. I hope you're going to have a great show tonight. And I was wondering, what do you think that people are going to write about it tomorrow in the media?
Oh, that it was loud and raucous.
Yeah, raw. Hopefully one of the most raucous gigs tonight, at least.
You're playing at the Rock Cave at 11. And for you, what's the biggest challenge to play in a music festival?
I think that's a good thing, actually, because we should get a lot of people coming in from the street, because we're quite loud, and new people that haven't heard us before. And also, normally the biggest challenge with the festival is that it's very rushed and you don't get a sound check and it's very stressful, whereas this has been very organised and calm, so we're just quite excited to play, yeah. I think.
And we're going to have shock value. No one else is going to have that. If people come in and they have no idea what they're about to see, that's exciting.
Yeah.
What is the first thing you think about when you go on stage?
Do you know, I don't know. I think I go a little blank. I think that we're always a little nervous before we go on, no matter what the show, and you have a lot of adrenaline. I don't know what I think about. I can't.
You sort of go. Yeah. You sort of can't concentrate on anything, and you try not to do anything. You know, I think as soon as you think too much, or you're panicking, or you're worrying about something, the game's up. You know, because you're overthinking.
I think if anyone tried to have a conversation with us just before we went on, it would be nonsense, I think.
Yeah.
What is the song you like the most performing on stage?
Performing. I like I'll Be the First to Perform Best, actually, because it has a really heavy drop for the riff, and it's always really fun.
I don't think I have a favourite. I like all of them, yeah. Depends on the night.
It changes as well, and on the audience reaction. If the audience love a certain song, then it's so fun to play, you know, if they're singing along and stuff. We have older people that love the 70s blues thing, and then we have a lot of younger people. So I don't know, they're very, very varied, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Very varied. A wide audience.
That's great, that's the best. Do you have three albums that changed your life?
Oh
Christ. Led Zeppelin 2 by Led Zeppelin. Solid Air by John Martin. And it's just off the top of my head. There's so many more though. What's another album that changed my life? Probably, it'd have to be a blues record. Yeah. Probably Fred McDowell, London Calling.
I'd go for Bessie Smith.
Best of.
Diana Krall live in Paris. And probably Free live at the BBC in 1970-something, yeah. That's what I'd go for.
Good selection. And so you're playing in Montreux. What would be your dream stage or city or country? Where would you love to play?
Well, this is definitely one of them. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
What would be your dream venue? The Bowery Ballroom would be cool.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many places. I'd love to play in Mexico. I'd love to play in China. You know, some really strange places. But venue-wise, what venue would I like to play? You don't really know until you play them.
Yeah.
This is the thing.
It's always nice to play iconic venues. Like we played, where do we play in London? With Subways, and it was a beautiful... I can't remember what it's called, but beautiful, like... Shepherd's Bush Empire was incredible. Venues that feel special, and there is something in the atmosphere, and it's not just a big dark sticky room, you know.
What are your plans for the fall?
I think we are heading out to the States, but it's quite vague as of yet, so I think America is the plan.
And to end, I have a new concept during my interviews this summer, so the band before asked you a question. It was John Deere. They played at the Rock Cave yesterday. And they didn't know it was going to be you, but they asked a question for the next band, and it was, what made you decide to play music for a living?
I don't think we made that decision.
I don't think we...
You don't really choose.
I don't think anyone chooses music to make a living, but you just do it because that's what you do and you love it. So
yeah, it's not a choice.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, the classic one is, what is your strangest foreign touring experience?
Yeah. Most dramatic tour accident.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Sounds good. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you
for having us.